All right, and right now we are going to the phones, where we are joined by Renee Palacios from Heartbeat of Toledo here to talk about the good work that they're doing and how they're managing during this time of coronavirus. Renee, how you doing?
Oh, we're good over here. We're good over here. You know, as good as can be expected.
Now, obviously, you know, coronavirus doesn't, you know, change the fact that there's still women in need of help and services from Heartbeat of Toledo, women facing unexpected pregnancies or needing help with children and babies and things like that. So how are you guys and still maintaining your ministry to those who have need?
You know, it's been tricky. It's been a day-to-day call, and I think we're doing a great job. You know, we still are providing our services just in a different way. Couple things. We are really providing that radical love right now. We're reaching out to all of our clients that we have currently and have seen in the past, and we're calling them, seeing how they are. You know, I'm a parent myself, and I'm climbing the walls over here. So we just want to check on if I can be real, if I can be true.
This is
a tough time for everyone. And so we're calling them, checking on them, seeing how things are going, offering some support, you know, prayer, just reaching out to people right now, because we can still do that, right? We can still call people.
Absolutely.
And we can text them and let them know that they're still being thought of. And the other thing we're doing is we kind of turned our place inside out, providing emergency services. So, you know, what's not on the shelves, other than toilet paper, is the essentials that a lot of families need, such as wipes and diapers and formula. And so we are called, our phones are ringing off the hook for those things. Just, you know, babies in need across our community. And so we've made some calls out to people asking for help, and it's been amazing. So we're serving about 20 extra families a week. Yeah, but again, 20 extra families on top of the 2,000 families we serve every year. It's been pretty crazy over there, but we're meeting the needs, and, you know, and people are getting what they need. So that's good.
Well, and what items do you have need of if folks are able to purchase those items and donate them?
You know, formula, wipes, and diapers, those are the big staples that people need, that people are out of, that aren't on the shelf. You know, with a lot of our families are connected to WIC, and this is the first of the month. Some people have heard if you could just sort of lay off the stores for this first week of the month so people can get what they need with the SNAP benefits that they have, that would be great. Also, reminding people that when you shop, when you see that little symbol on the item that says WIC, if you could pass that over if you don't need it and save it for our friends who do. Just some really important things as we're out there shopping and thinking about our neighbors and friends all around us who also need those supplies. But diapers, wipes, and formula, big, big items right now.
All right, and if somebody has those items, or maybe they're out today, they're hitting Costco or Sam's or what have you, and they find some, they're like, oh, I'll get some of this for Heartbeat of Toledo. What's the protocol then for dropping those off, making that donation? How should they handle that?
You know, we've reduced our army to one, so we have someone come in, just like everybody else, we're an army of one. So we do have people in the office to keep everybody safe. I have one at a time, one person, staff person at a time doing all these things. So you can continue to drop things off. Our east location, because we do have two locations, some people may not know that, but we have a west location, which is right across from the mall on Sylvania Avenue. You can drop your things off there. Our east location right now is temporarily closed, so we can concentrate all of our supplies in one area, in one distribution area. So people can drop things off at 4041 West Sylvania, right across from the mall, is our offices, or you can Amazon stuff to us. And then, of course, if you want to send in a cash donation, that way we can just purchase the specific formula for the families that need that, that works for you, too. So any way that you can support families, we really, really appreciate the help.
If people do have supplies, should they call ahead and make an appointment or let them know they're coming to drop them off?
You know, it's great if you could give us a heads up. You know, that's a good thing. We've got people in there to answer the phones. If you're a Facebook friend of ours, we've got a text number that's up there that you can reach out to us through text. So we're really tech savvy as far as however you want to get to us. But yeah, sure, if you want to give us a heads up, it's there, great. If you don't, that's fine too. We'll find it and we'll thank you appropriately. So everything is tax deductible as well. So because we are a 501c3, grateful for our community stepping up this time of need.
And I imagine if they want to make a cash donation, they can do that online?
You can do that online. Our website is www.heartbeatoftoledo.org, and there's an easy way. We have a PayPal account that you can send a donation that way. The need is so great right now. Really proud of Heartbeat and what we're doing. Really proud of our amazing staff that are answering the calls. You know, the other thing we're getting is a lot of just hurt, crying, scared people that are calling us. Mamas, pregnant women, you know, mamas, families. Just keeping up with that need, showing love, being present, being available to people is a huge piece of what we're doing right now. We do that anyways, but we're really stepping that up.
I can imagine if you're a woman facing an unexpected pregnancy right now, you've got the concern of, oh my gosh, I'm pregnant, but then also, oh my gosh, I'm pregnant and there's this terrible virus running around, and what does that mean for me? What does that mean for my baby? And I can imagine just those emotions.
Yeah, you know, this coronavirus has really, you know, stepped up the fear in people. And so we want to be that source of that pillar of strength and hope and calm, as we have been since 1974. We've been doing this for a really long time. We're really good at what we do. And, you know, I really think that those, that radical love, that's just kind of what's been put on my heart the last couple of weeks, is just truly loving people radically in ways that we haven't maybe done that before. Being intentional in reaching out to people and supporting them, listening to people. I mean, isolation is a really scary thing right now, frustration. And so we just really want to be not only the hands and feet that we're called to do, but truly, truly love on our community. And we're inviting the public to help us with that.
We're talking with Renee Palacios from Heartbeat of Toledo. And Renee, if there is someone out there who's in need of your services, whether it's for getting supplies, baby supplies, or just someone just found out they're pregnant, how can they get a hold of you?
So the best way right now is to text us, 574-551-1101. That's the quickest, best way. We got people on their phones waiting to hear from you. Text is the easiest, quickest way. You're scared, you're unsure, you want some options counseling, you want to talk to somebody, free, confidential, someone to support you, someone to come alongside of you, text us. And then we can turn around and call if, you know, you want us to do that too. That's the quickest and easiest way to get to us. But connect with us on Facebook. We're posting some great things. Get a hold of us if you're feeling alone and isolated. We're really here to help.
And once again, give folks the website where they can find all the information.
heartbeatoftoledo.org.
Excellent. Hey, thanks so much for spending some time with us. Thanks for all the good work you're doing and continuing on. I know there's challenges for you like everyone else, but we appreciate you guys showing that radical love, as you say.